But yeah, once again, everybody just tuning in right now, just coming in right now. We are just getting started. As always, we're doing our music playlist show here on our Monday Night Live show at the Beat Refinery. If you didn't know, Beat Refinery is a DJ school. We have locations nationwide, so if you want to learn more about the Beat Refinery DJ school at Bacta Rock, make sure to visit beatrefinery.com. Also, all of our socials, Beat Refinery.
All the socials.
All the socials. The soch.
All the socials.
Whose governor is a joke? Hispanic 87.
Florida.
Is that Florida?
Please discuss.
Mike, DJ Mike L, what up? Mofi is in the building. Oop.
I hit the too loud button. My bad. throw some love from Mike L.
So everybody, we're doing our music playlist show tonight. We're discussing our top five 2000s club bangers. So if you want to join in, man, chime in. Make sure to, put your favorite 2000 club bangers.
I'm in the chat.
In the chat. Let us know what everybody is, what songs y'all were feeling during the 2000s. And, hey, Chris, why don't you define what a club banger is?
Well, this is definitely a topic that I think Gio and myself were heavy into being club DJs at that time, probably working both of us 4 to 5 nights a week in the DC area. And to us, the term club banger resonates in hip hop culture and songs that were only hidden in the club. They weren't being played on the radio. Times were so much different than getting access to music, getting access to the regular fan and connecting with people outside of what they're getting on their FM dial, which was pretty much the only game. And then maybe you had the box, BET things for videos, but there was no satellite radio. There was no streaming, and DJs were really in a need to the community to be a place to actually hear those songs, because you wouldn't hear those types. So for us, a club banger was something that was not being played on the radio, wasn't necessarily popular. And then a lot of times club bangers became the popular song. It was a lot of times that record got broke in the club, and then a month later was hitting the charts and being on Billboard. That's how records used to pop, is because if they were popping in the club, then they hit the charts. Now it's the complete flip-flop. And so for us, that's a club banger. But to somebody else, club banger could just mean a song that whenever it came on, it controlled the room. Yeah. You know, like a club banger can be any time of the night. It's that song that you reach for when you know you need to make something happen. Like you need your power pellet and you've got to level it up. One of my mentor teachers back in the day told me that, and this is a jewel for everybody. If you're in a club, you should play a banger every 15 minutes on the 15s, on the 30, on the 45, because people never say we're leaving at 11:53. They're like, yo, at 12, let's dip. And if you play a song that is like, they're like, damn, we can't leave. Next thing you know, it's another drink. Next thing you know, they're there for another hour and a half. So, he taught me that when I was really young, and I've stated that principle. And so that could be another definition of a club banger, is a song that is going to capture the entire attention of the room.
That is awesome.
Science. Every time.
That is some DJ science right there, guys. Take notes.
Well, also that, if you want the quote-unquote, it's a wrestling term, cheap pop, which is basically if you want that big reaction, you play that song.
And the blow-up.
Yeah, exactly.
Carmen, you're exactly right. The 50 in the Club was the epitome of a club banger, and it's why we have negated it from any of our personal lists tonight, and it's going to be in our global top five for the songs that like every DJ knows as a club banger. And that's one of those records.
Before we get into the global list, I think we need to make sure that I know everybody has seen the name, because crushing it over here on the mod game, but we need to introduce our special guest over here on my right, your left. Nightmare is joining us. So I want to make sure Nightmare gets the proper introduction. Show some love in the chat.
Well, she's a special guest, so we're gonna put her in the middle. We're gonna put her in the middle right there.
Let's look at that. Look at that.
Oh, what up on top?
Oh, look at that technology.
I moved up in the world.
You just upgraded.
It's magic. So remixed, man.
It is awesome. to send the flowers off the right way, we got to put you up front and center in the top. And I promised I would make sure I let people know a little bit about your bio. I didn't know this until you wrote it out for us to present to the people, but you turned from a Twitch user and a gamer, as well as a serious biker, into a streaming DJ in about 2019. So can you give us like the rest of the story behind your name and how that became your DJ name and what happened prior?
So I personally can't say even if I this is my DJ name. This just happens to be the handle I've had for my social medias because I ride a motorcycle. So Nightmare on Two because I could be a nightmare. It used to be Nightmare on One. So just put that into mind. Then I kind of had to grow up, so I needed to put the other wheel back down. But what DJ Sean J was saying was, yeah, when I came onto Twitch, I really did just start by viewing and watching gamers because I was in the hospital for almost 5 months because I got hit by a truck on my motorcycle. Wow. And I had to spend a lot of time doing rehab and just recovering. I'm still in recovery I'm in this process of recovering. So while I'm in the hospital, I had nothing else to do, and Twitch was there watching gamers, watching musicians. Now, DJs were not really a big thing yet.
Right.
But one of my friends, DJ Baby U, decided he would start streaming on that platform. So we all went over, like we used to watch him on Instagram or on Facebook. And since he started DJing on Twitch, we decided, me and a bunch of our friends just decided to start watching him. And next thing you know, more DJs started coming out. Then I started modding. My first modding gig is with a DJ called Quest. He's also in the chat right now.
Peace.
What up, Quest?
So then as I progressed as modding, meaning like more people started asking me to mod for them, all of a sudden, I think one day I was just like, I want to try DJing. And then I think I streamed my very first DJ stream in July. So I haven't really been an active DJ per se for a long time.
Wow, that's pretty dope.
But you've definitely made your mark known in the Twitch community doing the mod duty. I actually saw you first before you got like full on. You were on an interview podcast kind of situation on ABT Hillis's channel. And that's when I was like, oh, I didn't realize you were a new DJ. He's like, you're really good.
So ATB Hillis is a close personal friend. ATB family, close personal friend.
Flash and all those guys.
I don't live very far from them. So one of my best friends is DJ Flash 05.
Shout out to Flash.
So he would be here right now, but he's actually streaming at the moment. So
he's like one of the busiest people I've met through Twitch, and you know, because we all do the same like Thursday streaming.
He's hustling. Man,
he's always playing something.
Hustling that man
all the time.
Stream hustlers crew. Yeah.
But so that's kind of like how I ended up where I am now, and I'm trying to balance between modding and also trying to put up my own stream and like recovering. And this pandemic hit, right? And so it's kind of like perfect time to pick up something that I've always loved doing. I've always been a bartender since I was 18. So I've been at the club, I've been part of the club scenes. I actually even disliked DJs at one point. It's that bartender relationship.
As any bartender would at some point.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm curious.
We get it.
Can you? Yeah, there's a company
now. I tell them they got to play for the staff, especially. You're playing for the staff, really.
And once you learn that, you
don't want the bartender knowing the next five songs you're about to play.
Yeah.
That's right. Always another big rule.
Yeah.
But now that I've actually tried this DJing thing, now I'm kind of like, okay, how did I hate them? they must have hated me. Like,
it's more of a working relationship. Like, you know, I know Gio and I both are guys that kept residencies at venues for a really long time, and you know, those become your family. You know, like when you're at a venue that has a really strong foundation of a work environment, bartenders stay there for a decade, DJs stay there for a decade. You watch them have children, you watch their families grow and move, and it becomes your family. And it's really the type of, you know, you want to make sure that you're, you know, a good DJ knows when it's like, you know what, the bar is not busy and I need to get my people some money. And how to keep people in the club going to the bar without leaving is an art form of DJing that never gets talked about.
It's all about playing in waves throughout the whole night. Because like most of the time, like, you know, especially in DC, you know, you're going to end up like playing like five to six hour sets, you know, and you can't be playing bangers after bangers all, you know, the whole night. You definitely gotta do waves. And like Chris was saying earlier, it's like on the 15, on the 30, and the 45, you know, there's certain like 15, like you use the clock a lot, and there's like, you know, there's certain things where like, you know, people are going to start going crazy, and then you want to slow it down somewhere in the middle, and then you go over back up, you know. But again, when you're DJing, it's all about going waves instead of going up and 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 up, and then, you know, you basically
have nowhere to go.
And you have nowhere to go after that.
What up, Eric G?
Well, no, you do have somewhere to go after going up. It's all the way down. So,
well, I think
you go to the Uber.
That's really awesome. The Uber.
Well, with what
all the way down and get fired. That's what happens.
Oh gosh.
I think for me, I know, at least for me, I think it's all about timing in life, and it's all about taking opportunities as you see them or not taking them. And everything that you pretty much went through and or did and experienced up to the point where you decided to try DJing during the Switch era led you to this. And that's why you're here now doing, you know, what you're doing, and maybe have kind of, you know, I guess, you know, it maybe springboarded you even quicker than you might have thought.
Eric,
I had help though.
Entering in music. No, absolutely.
I have to say.
That's awesome. And in reality, that's what we're here for. You know, we're music school. I've definitely had help along the way. I definitely wouldn't be here.
But yo, Eric G said it best, man. Like the opening DJ, you know, especially the veteran opening, you know, opener DJ that has been DJing for a long time is the most underrated DJ. And like I told Chris before, it's like, you know, if he can't like rock a good, like, you know, set the tone as an opening DJ, man, you might as well not DJ at all.
Headphones.
Yeah. Well, and
some of the best music comes from
I was going to say, there's no better time to be an opening DJ if you're waiting on a super big DJ and you're the early set, but people have come in early because they want to make sure they're in for that DJ, and you can actually get open with really dope selections and really play a lot of great music that's not necessarily the peak hour stuff, but you have an audience that's open to listening to that. That's the most fun for me, is, you know, complimenting somebody that's going to come on that's way, you know, way deserving of these people's time, and I'm just lucky enough to be able to be in the room and hold some of their time. Sure. They're not there for me, they're there for the big dude. You know,
and you get to set them up with all the stuff that they use, not like, touch, and that's
set your guests. A lot of times it's like having a guest in town, you know, and it's like you're setting it for them so that they walk in and they just get to do their thing. Like, you've put them in a Sam the Man Burns, rest in peace. You know, he's the godfather of house in DC, and he would always, I watched as he was like the guy we looked up to, and when these other guys would come into town, he would just roll out the red carpet musically for them so that when they started their set, it was like they could play anything they wanted and the crowd was eating out of their hand.
Yes.
That's a talent.
That's amazing.
Yes. So do we want to get into some of these on our global list so we can give a little bit more context?
Yeah, definitely.
Have some conversation about what's considered a banger.
And so once again, if you're just tuning in right now, we are, you know, welcome back. If you're new to the channel, make sure to click that follow button. But if you visited us before, welcome back.
Wait a minute.
We're doing once again our music playlist show. We haven't done it in a while. Monday Night Live here at the Beat Refinery. and we're discussing our top five 2000s club bangers. But yeah, Sean, go ahead and discuss what we have in the global playlist and what the global playlist is.
So the global playlist is a way to give us a little bit more context on what the songs are that like would live at the Pantheon at the top. So we didn't have these in our individual playlist. We'll run into our list. I'm just going to play a couple of these from the global list just so you have an idea of the stuff that we didn't touch because everybody knows these work. Everybody knows these are good. These are universal. So here's one of them. Of course, the classic bass drop.
Shout out to Fat Man Scoop. Crooklyn Clan.
All right, that's one. Everybody knows that one. Be Faithful, Fat Man Scoop. 50 Cent into club.
You can turn your music up a little bit.
Turn your music up.
There we go. I don't want to get us too flagged by the police.
When this song when this song came out.
Oh my gosh.
Man, I had to play this song six in a row.
I was probably one of those people asking for the song.
And I didn't even have a double copy of it. I didn't have a double copy of it at the time. So yeah, I had to like I had to pick up the needle, talk a little bit on the mic, and then all of a sudden play it.
I was going to pick the song. I was actually going to pick it. And I'm like, no, somebody else is going to pick this, and I'm not going to pick this once.
I think I'll do two more, but that was a good call because everybody knows that was like the home run.
I still to this day I don't think there has ever been a song to affect the nightclubs simultaneously around the country at the same time as that song.
Yeah,
as that song, it had the perfect combination of everything going on. That beat was like nothing anybody ever heard before, and it knocked so hard. And just like Gio, every DJs that would have the I will never play a song twice in a club in the same night. We're like, damn, I just played that four times in a row.
I don't even think I know. I don't think I even remember any song where I had to like play back to back. That was the only one I really remember. That was like a crazy moment in time.
Yeah, man. That's what you got on their list, Sean J.
Do we have any veteran club DJs crazy in the chat? Did you have to go through that?
Bring them out, still works.
That's another still the one. Wedding bring banger
to this day.
Yep. Hey, that's a wedding banger too.
And then here's another one to change up the tempo a little bit. This one we talked about a good bit in our pre-production meeting. That guy, Mr. Yeah. David Guetta. 2000.
That's that other definition of a club banger,
right?
This is the song that changed for the worst.
this was the song. Stylus Chris, you said it best. I'll let you say it.
Yeah, it was really interesting what you said.
Well, you know, this was at a time where Vegas was just starting to really get going, and the nightclub industry as a whole was really exploding in that 07, 08 time frame. And there was a very big switch or separation in most cities between hip-hop DJs and, like, international or dance club DJs. They didn't mix the music very much. Like, you might be at a like one of those international clubs, they'll give you four hip-hop songs the entire night. And hip-hop clubs, if you played that, people would look at you like you were crazy. And it just so happened that was AM and all the big guys coming to Vegas, and this record was the record that every hip-hop DJ was like, shit, I gotta start grabbing this music, more and more people want this, and gravitated a lot of hip-hop DJs into the dance and the EDM stuff, where it became after that, and the open format getting really open. And subsequently, it became so big that then it flipped and hip-hop became big again. But all these guys that were traditional dance international DJs now had to start grabbing hip-hop records because it mixed the clubs together. That it opened up where it was just hip-hop, opened up to all this other styles of music. So it mixed all the crowds, which was a good thing, very good thing. And then even those dance guys had to start picking up the hip-hop records and learning how to play them.
You had no choice.
I had to pick up Fed LeGrand and who else at that time? Ida Core and...
Let's go.
Ida Core. Wow, Ida Core.
Bob Sinclair and...
Bob Sinclair,
let's talk about this too, that this was also all happening at a time frame where... you also had the opportunity to play everything you chose because of the technology.
Right. Technology played a big role in that. Absolutely.
That whole conversation to me that you just said, and I was just like, boop, and right there was a blanketed what was happening in DJ technology. That's kind of what allowed, you know, I guess a DJ to be able to actually go ahead and play all those genres in a night. You know,
yeah, shout out to the MP3.
Shout out to Napster.
Shout out to Napster.
Well, I want to ask Nightmare, because I think, you know, it's interesting being a bartender. Great. Two things. There's like I've also met a few other mods that were bartenders, and it's kind of interesting where it's that same kind of, people don't give bartenders enough credit of how personable you have to be a good bartender. And it's really like, it's not just slinging drinks. It's like, there's a lot of times where there's conversations, and like you're a shrink to some people at times, and you're in awkward situations where weirdos are at the bar and no one else is, and you have no choice but to talk to them. And it's like, you're kind of in that same place as DJs in a lot of sense. And I'm interested to see how, for you, like if you worked in places and seeing how the music changed in that same kind of way. Like did were you ever in a club where it was like it was one style for a while and then it became a whole different genre, and how that worked?
I mean, we had particular nights that, you know, were, you know, for just hip hop kind of night, you know, Sunday night type of thing. And then our industry nights, everybody that's in the industry knows the Sunday industry nights. You know, you had all the club goers workers come out to your club. And the DJ that night always had a hard time because you had other DJs and other bartenders and other, you know, owners or whatnot coming through. But for music wise, yeah, of course. And as you talk about being like a kind of like a shrink, I mean, I worked at a place, my last place that I worked at, we're right off a military base where we house like 5,000 military guys. So on the weekends, that club was rammed with military
people. A lot
people.
Of R&R, yeah. And
they go hard.
Hard is an understatement, because all we get is their credit card. This is how personal it was, because I would be getting their credit card. So clearly I know their name by now. And every other Friday was payday. So we know they're willing to spend however much money to just let loose and feel like, you know, they're getting away from their military life just for that moment.
Fuck, so, I go hard in the
But in the 2000s, and this is the reason I had such a hard time picking, was because hip hop was making that run. Mm-hmm. And it was such a huge time. And I love hip hop, but I also love dance music, you know, techno. And so trying to pick and choose the five that I chose was a bit hard for me.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like I said, I remember my choices kind of were based on what made me move, what made me want to dance, what made me get on the dance floor, or what made me as a bartender stop serving drinks, because that was the 4 minutes that I needed to be with that song. I was that bitchy bartender that you did not want to be around when my song played. I apologize for swearing. I apologize.
I would have cracked you. Trust me.
That's actually a good definition. Like, everybody should really go, you know, once it's your turn, you know, let everybody know what, you know, why you pick like the songs that you pick. Cause like, that's a really good definition on your top five. So
you want to jump right into it, Gio?
Yeah, we probably should, man. We should definitely. We got like a lot of people in here. Big shout out to
Caper, the only other DJ that does the same scratch as I do with the left hand on the fader on the right hand away.
And Caper's here.
Caper, Shark Edgy.
What up?
What is it? Shout out Clipto.
P. Bailey's.
Great Dane.
Am I saying that right?
Prince Moon.
Got him in for
Beige Hova.
Carmococo.
Beige Hova.
Eric G. What's up?
Clipto, what up?
Prince Moon.
All right, let's get this started. Let's definitely get this started. So should I go first or?
Yeah, might as well do it.
What are we doing? Are we going counterclockwise starting from me?
Yeah.
Counterclockwise, okay. So I'll go second?
Yeah.
Okay, bet.
Okay, cool. So like I said, like the way I define my top five for this, especially for the club bangers, and you know, I was working heavily in the club scene during that time. I'm all about for cheap pops, like that's a wrestling term for, you know, for crowd participation, crowd reaction. I love that part of DJing. That's like seriously like one of my favorite parts of DJing. So if I really want to, you know, grab, you know, if I'm like having a funk with my set and I need a big pick me up, I usually go for like these songs that I'm going to say during my top five. But for my first one, I'll go chronological order on this. So my
you're so fancy.
Not really. I don't really know much of the years. No, but I'll go with this for my first song. Whenever this drops, you know, I always go for the songs that that cause a fight. And that usually gets
you're
a good
that
reaction.
Guy that gives me trouble when I show up the next weekend.
That's banned from TV. That would be a good record to use for that one.
True, man. I was listening to Nori's album like during the trip, man.
Swizzy, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Nori's underrated, man. But anyways, if I wanna pick me up in the club, and this starts off like sort of like some of my Dirty South set back in the day, and this is Bone Crusher. Yeah.
Yes. Man, the build up. I was like, this better.
You can drop it all the way from the one, and it goes crazy. People go crazy on this.
It's almost like another hidden value of a club banger is that you can drop it right from the beginning.
Oh, that's true.
It's a tempo changer. It commands like.
If you could drop it from the one, man, it's solid.
Then you got to play around with the crowd, man. Get on the mic. Everybody now. What'd you say?
I never scared. I need a towel.
I need hair for this one.
Bone Crusher, never scared. That's my first.
Nice.
Boom.
Okay.
And Gio, right, for next round, turn your music up a little for the next round.
Oh, okay. I look, my up fader wasn't all the way up. So
he's in the bar. He's already drunk. It's all good.
Shout out to the DJs also who are getting on the mic and working with the music like that, like you were saying, Joe, before Twitch also.
True.
Well, and a lot of DJs are going to be way better at it now.
Because that's the big thing. Like, I'm surprised. Like, you know, everybody after all this, everybody should be good at on the mic now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hope so. You don't really have an excuse if you weren't touching the mic at all.
It's another.
All right, so now that you defined very clearly, Gio, what a cheap pop is, I realize I'm definitely guilty of doing the same thing. So this one, I've got a love and hate relationship with bottle service clubs. I've made very clear in past episodes on here, but this always works when it's prime time and the bottles start coming out and the bottle battles start.
Don't this hit make my people wanna? Don't this hit make my people wanna? Don't this hit make my people wanna?
Pass the Corvus, sir.
Pass the Corvus, you see it.
Don't this hit make my people wanna? 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 Don't this hit make my people wanna?
Pass the Corvusier. Every time I try to spell that, though, I'm always like C-O. What?
Pull the phone
and then
out.
You get the rest of it eventually.
Nice.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah, that was quite frankly, I mean, this is what's so fun about this game that we're playing right now is the song I was going to play next was Buster. And so in my mind, am I going to go away from Buster or am I going to put my Buster right up against your Buster? And I think that's what I'm going to do.
Flip because, is the greatest.
Because quite frankly, Buster might be the greatest club banger artist of all time. I mean, and he's up in the running because
I could definitely see him
because
the
so many of his joints
handful.
Were like club bangers. Like, you know, I mean, you could put a lot of songs from that era on here for him. For me, this is the one that I bring for Buster that just especially East Coast clubs.
New York, Jersey, Philly, Baltimore, DC, Virginia, and Atlanta, everybody, wow!
I run that B-more line back so many times.
Right, the DC B-more all day.
Chicago, Miami, N.O., Cleveland.
To touch somebody from somewhere and get everybody hyped.
This song is so hype.
This reminds me about like Sea Touch in general. Like there was an era where these type of records were being made, where they were shouting out the cities in the boroughs, you know, specifically.
Nice. Yeah. And that's like,
whatever happened to that?
And the way to play that song too. You don't play the whole thing because it's like a what
is that?
It.
That's all you play.
It's an interlude, oh, yeah. Right? It's an interlude in the album.
Yeah. It's got verses, but like after that part, like you're going.
Nobody knows
else.
Any of the words.
Oh, it's an actual song. I never knew that.
Yeah.
I thought it was just. I always version, thought, no, no, because I always. I'm gonna hit you real hard. Then we affect with harsh. It sounds so beautiful right now. Couldn't find a better time or suitable to send out a signal around the whole my recruitable. That's how
Gio was today years old when he.
I'm
realized.
Today years old that I finally found out it was an actual song. Cause like the way you play it, you only played like a minute of it.
Okay.
And then I guess I never went past the whole part. I never knew it was a whole song. I thought it was just an interlude in his album.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
I'll let that play at all hip hop parties, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean that's like as far as you need. The energy on it is so hard. It's like you know you're gonna wear people
lose
out.
It's
you gotta. It's just it's a bridge. It's a great tool.
But it never was released as a single because I used to play it from the album.
Yeah.
That's.
Pro tip.
That's why I thought it was an interlude. It never came out as a single on 12-inch single back in the day, unless it was like on a white label.
I doubt it. That one, I feel like that one caught off on because of Serato later. But anyway, right.
You learn something new every day. And by the way, guys, after we go around, we're gonna do a poll, and we'll get everybody on the chat to vote on it. Who had the best selection in the first in each round?
In each round.
So once we get done with Doc Bluss, As One and Doc Bluss, then we'll put up the poll and then we'll listen to, you know, Nightmare's her top five. But As One, your turn.
All right. So yeah, this song I guess was a potential to get thrown in the global at one point. But also these guys were saying like if it's on the radio a lot, you guys might not be into that one as all, you know, or something like that, mainly in the club. But at the same time, I'm going to still pick this one because one, it didn't get flagged into the global. And two, normally when you're DJing, you know, you're playing for the crowd. You want to get people to dance. And one of the key rules is if the ladies are moving, then the guys are moving. But then there's always this one point of the night for me and the gentlemen who are there. If we're ready for it and I could launch something for just the homies, yeah, I don't know, this record, just because the streets, bro.
Attention, please. This here feels like the whole entire world collapse.
That's good, that's good.
Three in a row for Busta.
Busta right now.
Kind of making my point.
Major point. Technically, all you really need to do is play this part.
Just get Busta on. Yeah. Get Busta on. Hey, yo, we need a club banger.
What a backbone.
Annie Up remix. Yeah.
And it's
Annie Up, man. That's the classic right there.
That's the one, man. That's the one.
Caper, are you kidding
Caper,
me?
That is a G move. That is a G move.
Caper, first dance song? What?
That's awesome.
Boom! Yo, that's fire. Type. That's a type amazing. Salute for sure.
That's a very good lady right there. She's like, yeah, we can do that. That's cool. I love that. Also, what's crazy about that song is, you know, everybody always thinks.
She played it.
Everybody always thinks Premier put out the one.
Caper, guys.
What were you saying, Chris, about Premier?
everybody always thinks Premiere produced that.
Oh yeah, no, it was.
But it wasn't, because it sounds a lot like a Premiere beat, and
it's not the Rottweiler either. It's who is it?
Yeah, who is it?
I've looked this up, but I know that it's not Premiere. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
What up, DJ1G242?
Beijing, I love that name.
There's a video on YouTube of the guy who did make it reproducing the beat on machine. It's like a Native Instruments video or something like that.
Throw that in the Discord later.
Everybody in the chat, who produced MOP's Annie Up? That's a good question. I never heard that whole rumor about DJ Premiere producing it. And that's the first I've heard of it. So
it's one of those songs where people always assume that it's because it's. I think it's more because of the sound effects, like the all the.
Is it because of MOP? Because like MOP,
and MOP is very
primo, you know,
exactly.
All right.
Stock Plus.
All right. Can you guys hear me? Okay,
what you got, Young Blood?
Yes. DR period.
It's yes, again. Period. Full disclaimer.
DR period. Yeah, that's not, right.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was not in the clubs rocking these jams. We were talking about this earlier. I was in middle school. But
welcome.
There was.
Baby boy of the group. Baby.
Although I was DJing, there was this thing called a Little Falls dance around my neighborhood. Where it was like a bunch of kids in middle school that went out and got together and their first experience clubbing. And so these are some of those jams that I remember. And let's start with this one.
All the girls dump your feet like this. Few times you've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no holler back, girl. There ain't no holler back, girl. A few times I've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that.
Nice, yeah, Doc.
That was big in the club. I gotta admit, now that was big in the club.
Doc was like trying to bust it out the middle school dance.
Yeah, I was, man.
Especially the Holotronics remix of that.
Ooh,
I'm not gonna lie.
Hit in the club.
I forgot about that.
Gwen Stefani's awesome. I'm just gonna put that out there.
Yeah, I've been following.
I mean, you can't go wrong with a Neptune's, beat. So
yeah, that was definitely a big
Shinrock knows that song was massive.
Yeah, that definitely crushed.
All right, so there we have it. Before we go into Nightmare's first pick, we are gonna post up the poll. You just heard everybody in the 9 at 9 DJ crew. So we're gonna post up the poll in the chat. Make sure. Mm-hmm.
That's funny, Carmen.
Yeah, Carmen, that's actually same for me.
So is it up now? Is the poll up? Not the stripper poll, but
the voting poll is up.
Voting poll
is election time.
All right, so vote for
the refinery stripper poll.
Everybody in the chat, the poll is up. Make sure to vote whoever had the best pick of that first round. And then Nightmare, let's hear your first pick.
It's been a long time.
Hey, right into it.
Without a dope beat. Step two.
All right, P.L.E.S.
It's been a long time. Wishing to left you. Without a dope beat. Step two.
What would you do to get to me? What would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again? If I hesitate.
So like what I was saying was kind of dependent on what kind of club you went to.
If I say no, would you turn away or play me off or would you stay? Don't succeed. Dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again.
Nice.
So that was my first pick.
Man,
love that.
In the early 2000s, I was just finishing university, and one of the clubs that I worked at was a hip hop joint, and R&B, hip hop, dance hall was huge. And when that song came out, people stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go wrong with a Timbo beat too, man. I mean,
everything that was happening in that era in VA, I am so in love with that production style. It still sounds unique to this day.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredibly unique. Yeah, and that's why it resonated with so many people, and it had influence, and Timbaland's influence and flavor came from a whole different direction than anything else that was happening, and just like the attention to detail in his drum kits changed. Yeah. It was, you know, where every, you know, a lot of us boom bappers, you know, we're SP-1200, MP-60, MPCs,
eighth note hi-hats.
Just hitting a certain way and knocking a certain way. And he came in and just put a whole different rhythm to it that
beatboxing it. Yeah.
He opened up the minds of a lot of people, even with the tempo changes and like the double times and that beat in particular. And it almost set up a whole new genre of R&B and music with.
I totally agree.
Rest in peace. Great record. Great choice.
And interesting enough, he also came out of like that whole like Teddy Riley click camp as well. That's so true. Like they say, there's something in the water. Something in the water. Telling you, bro.
Shin Rocka said Timbo made the double time popular.
That's interesting.
Exactly.
Man.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that, Shin.
I mean, like a lot of Aaliyah's like songs that was dope were Timbo produced, like a million and I mean, even some of the song Genuine Pony was
in, you know. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
No, I mean, you know, in a lot of ways, there's so much of that Dirty South bounce and everything is so much attributed to where he took that genre, like, and took the rhythm, like, slowed it down. Just, you know, it might have started with a few more R&B records to make it open up a little bit more, but then it's like paved the way.
Does Timbo really need a comeback? He's already made his money.
He made a masterclass. He's good now. I mean, he's getting his royalties.
Yeah, he made a masterclass.
Those songs are timeless. Songs are timeless, and so his catalog will live for a long time anyway.
That dude's a whole another phase. He's online now. He's streaming. Right.
Let's
he's
get a move heavy. On here for yeah, a second well, round. But Sean won that first round though.
Nice.
Hey. Sean, like and then Styles Chris, and then Aswan, Doc, and myself.
I appreciate you.
So a big shout out to everybody who voted for Sean, and nobody voted for me. I guess nobody likes Bone Crusher.
Never mind.
All right, second round, guys. Here's my second pick. We're gonna go to New York, and when this song, this is another one of those songs where you drop it from the top, and this gets everybody going. And we're gonna go
taking notes, guys.
We're gonna go Diplomat's Dipset Anthem.
Oh yeah.
When I drop this, everybody goes crazy.
Fuck with your boy. Yeah. Yo, I always said I wanted to do Santana for Halloween.
Come on. Yeah. I stood alone watching the wall in the zone, hand on my handle, listening to gangster music. Hey. I stood at home, hand on the chrome in the zone, flicking the channel, watching how the gangsters do it. I stood alone watching the wall in the zone, hand on my handle, listening to gangster music. Hey. I stood alone getting dough from a thick chicken sandwich, watching Shad clocking math.
Watch
fucking
math.
You want to cause a riot, you play that song.
And then I show up the next day and they're like, okay, don't play too aggressive.
I think all the songs that I picked out are fight songs, so
boom.
All right. So that was my second pick, Diplomat's Dipset Anthem. Let's go with Sean.
Okay, hip hop heavy so far.
All right, round two. I'm going to get right into it. I try to do everything in a 5-4-3-2-1, but I feel like the next two spots are kind of interchangeable. So let's just do this.
Turn it up.
Because sometimes you got to switch up the style.
Oh,
you can be sitting in that hip hop pocket for a little while. And then when people hear this, like, wait a minute. I don't know where we're going, but I want to stay right here for a minute. Woo! Ladies, sing. Daddy Yankee.
Yes, sir.
Gasolina.
Shout out to Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Definitely rocks.
Man.
Definitely rocks.
For real, though.
That's the song that, like, totally turned the switch on reggaeton. That's at least in our area, the DMV.
Yeah, in our
You know, once Oye Mecanto came out, and then boom, you follow that up with Gasolina, that's when you open up the reggaeton floodgates and you start playing Don Omar, some Rakata, some Dale Don Dale, you know, all that.
Dale Don Dale is Dale joints.
Dale. Not Dale Don Dale. Dale Don Dale is one of our...
yeah, is he here?
I don't know. I haven't seen him.
That's funny.
MoFi, I'm going to let you translate that.
Dale Don Dale?
Well, actually, yeah, Doc Bless can do it. Don't do it for Gasolina. We want to leave that one alone, untranslated.
Oh, Gasolina, everybody, is gasoline.
Oh, there's Dale Don Dada. Dale
Don Dada.
In the building.
Lurking in the background. The
Don Dada. All right, that's enough out of me. All right. Alex Chris, if you're ready.
Real quick, though, man, Puerto Rico as a territory of the U.S. and its crazy history, like, you know, it wasn't always a territory of the U.S. That country has influenced Latin American music so much, like reggaeton came out of, like, was born there, and it took over the world. Like, it's crazy.
I mean, hip hop too. I mean,
rhythms too, guys. Like
a lot of good Puerto Ricans in hip hop. And
yeah,
if you ever go to San Juan and Puerto Rico, man, make sure to try the mofongo.
Mofongo changed the game. Mofongo's it was the second last trip I made before COVID happened.
Mofongo is my ish. Like, whenever I go out there on the cruises, back in the day.
It was hard to not put all hip hop songs in this list, so I'm trying to spread out a little bit with some of the musical genres. And this one for sure was a banger. It really gave way to her career, and in a lot of ways really blew her up, and it started in the club.
This is so good.
If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my neck. If you come around here, I'll make them all day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my neck.
And every DJ had this routine.
Of course.
Hit me on my banner, prepaid wireless. We pack and deliver like UPS trucks. Already going hell, just pumping that gas. No one on the corner has swag like us. Hit me on my banner, prepaid wireless. We pack and deliver like UPS trucks. Already going hell, just pumping that gas.
What I do? And take the money.
Yes, and shout out to the class on the sample. What's up? Big up, Brian Guinness.
I was not today, but a couple months ago, years old before I realized that sample.
Yeah, I think that's the other really cool thing about Twitch is it's given a lot of really dope DJs the ability to share their musical knowledge with people, and especially the guys that are like shout out to Flip Out and Double A and Sweet Tooth, guys that I know like are always throwing these really education classes and doing it on all vinyl.
Selectus 720 is Selectus 720 too.
Yes, just so many great DJs educating people on music.
Yeah,
like samples and dope. I love it. All right, as one.
All right. Yeah, like Chris was saying, we got this Google Sheet going on, and I saw a lot of hip hop going on. I was putting a lot of hip hop on there myself. So I consciously was just like, all right, let me just think of some other stuff that I vibe with from that era. And this is one of the first. So I'll just play it because why not?
This is
yeah.
I love this track.
Yeah, so this was like one of those beats that now it's fun because you can mix this with like trap music, or like you can, you know, you can go into trap music from a record like this. I see you looking over your shoulder. Let me make my way over this hill. I'm scared of that part. Really want to see you to back it up. And this thing's smooth, man. You're smooth. Where did she do that video?
Usher's little brother produced that track. Wow.
Oh, wow. Shin Rocco with the knowledge.
Hey, you didn't bring the knowledge, Shin Rocco.
Big up, Shin Rocco.
Yeah. Yeah,
man.
We were about to.
It's one of the first ones I thought of. I was like, yeah.
I like, and you know, that was actually at a time when there wasn't a ton of up-tempo records out. Like, if you were playing in a hip-hop club and they wanted you to, like, it's always fun to play in a hip-hop club and the manager's like, hey, can you stop playing hip-hop? And you're like, geez, you're trying to get me killed right now. Thank you. and Nightmare is going to send a note up like, DJ, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like what? Don't you know that this is a hip-hop club? This is a hip-hop club?
Yo, we were talking about this before the camera came on, and I was gonna say Nightmare. Those bartenders that usually are like the really stone faced ones that are just like, you know, like I usually use you guys as a challenge to like, I'm like, all right, let me see if I can crack this person. Cause like, I get it. I get the whole thing. It's just like a lot of times I gotta come off like, I'm not here to hit on you. We're working and I want to be friends with everybody that works here. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like a nice guy. But
anybody who's never seen As One live in a club, he definitely has those moments where you can like see him going like, okay, I got that guy over there. And then we're going to get back to the rank and the rest of the room dance. But this one's for you. And I'll just say a word.
Yeah, I'll take it there, man. It's literally like a game for me just because I get bored.
That is awesome.
All right. Young Blood.
All right. This is another huge hit. And a personal favorite of mine. I'm just going to let this one play.
Take that thing, yeah. Da-da-da-da. Jody and Rebecca. Woman, get busy. Cause change that booty non-stop. When the beat drop, jump in. Swing it and get jiggy. Get drunk, percolate. Anything you want, because it's oscillating. If I don't take pity. More to see you get life on the rhythm of my ride. And my lyrics up about electricity. Y'all know about it. Y'all know you're nothing. Cause you don't know your destiny.
And shouts to Lanky, man. Diwali Rhythms. Lanky is like one of the most prolific reggae dancehall producers, and Diwali might be the apex of like the popularity, man.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, Diwali was the one that's
everybody.
I mean, you had so many hits in that rhythm. Like,
yeah.
I think that's the, you know, the most popular rhythm of all time.
You know what's really fun? I mean,
definitely the most mashed up.
Oh yeah, rhythm. Yeah. And you know what was great is like, you know, reggae culture has a lot of 45s, and there also became the, like, especially during this era, the rhythm albums culture of all the green sleeves, and they would put out their rhythms on double vinyl, and you'd have the instrumental, and, you know, running rhythms in reggae is so important, and having them all right there on two 12-inch pieces of vinyl and all the different songs, like, really changed the game for a lot of dudes to play, you know, broaden out and be more confident playing reggae. Is it was you had to really be hardcore collector to get all the different artists on the rhythms, and a lot of people were voicing their own rhythms or voicing their own artists on rhythms. Like, shout out to the reggae DJs, man. The ones, that culture.
DJing reggae is like another art form to itself, man. I mean, absolutely. That's where DJing came from.
Totally,
that's exactly
predecessor to everything we do.
Everything that we do came from reggae DJs, from reggae. Yeah. You know. Entertainment is all that, but we were talking about bartenders earlier, so I want a big shout out my favorite bartender of all time. What up, Twee?
Twee, what's up, Twee?
All right, two bartenders.
All right, everybody in the chat, we're gonna post up the poll. The poll is round should two. Be up soon for round number two. Make sure to there pick your favorite song pick in this second round among the 9 at 9 DJ podcast crew. But while everybody's voting, go ahead, Nightmare, with your second pick.
Rest in peace, DMX.
Rest in peace.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
If I got to bring it to you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your man, they've been in jail before.
You like how I played the clean version, guys?
On it. Look at that.
So I got to tell you, though, I have to tell you, I mean, I had to put DMX in here for various reasons. I mean, I don't think there's one song that DMX came up with that, you know, you're not sitting there kind of going, yeah. So... And clearly, you know, past weekend, we laid him to rest. And so, RIP DMX.
Yeah, and he was heavy into, like, not only do you guys share hip-hop love, but you also shared that biker love with
the biker,
you know,
love,
DMX.
The Rough Riders.
For anybody that's here that knows me well enough, the Rough Riders is family to me, so that one hit us hard. And so this weekend out in Toronto... Like if you, because we can't cross the borders, so a lot of the chapters could not come to Brooklyn, right? So, a lot of the charters got together in various places that we could be, and we paid respects.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and the pictures that we saw of Barclays and the whole the crowds and all the bikes and him his casket in a monster
in
truck.
It's
like so profound and
three.
Is that the first type of like funeral New York has had since Biggie?
Oh,
You know what I'm saying? Because like Biggie's funeral was like
Biggie's
where like streets are shut down.
That's a good
and
question.
Everything. Yeah, I could see it.
That was.
If we're all sitting here trying to think about it, then probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but we're glad that you picked that song, and that is definitely like. To me, on a Mount Rushmore of club bangers, for sure, and in a lot of ways, like you said, his catalog. I mean, there's so many that hits so hard, and for the club especially. All right, Geo, is the poll? DMX. How's the poll? Is it still up?
Doc Bluss took the win.
Did he?
Whoa!
Yeah,
it just popped up and went away.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh wow, Doc. Doc got first on that, and then Sean and
nice,
Art,
dude.
Sean and As One got second, and then still no votes for me.
Okay.
And no
Are
votes
you trying
for Chris.
To pander to the audience, sir?
Come on, guys. nobody likes fight songs. Oh, I got before I make my pick, I gotta record. all the results so we can tally it up at the end. 0-0-0. Okay.
Shouts to my man DJ Jamal B.
Yeah, Jamal,
another
what
one
up?
Of my brothers, my What's crewmate, on? Sounds of Baltimore.
Yeah, I tried to sneak Jamal? That one in earlier.
Dude, shout out to Mike Al. Tried this before.
That's so beat. Sounds a fun.
Nightmare got anybody she wants to shout out that's in the chat? Let's live. But, you know.
You really want me to go down the list?
I mean, these are people
here,
in here, man.
Yeah, no, I got like, I mean, that's, I got my whole fam in here, guys.
That's the whole fun of it. That's like all of our guests that come on, they bring a lot of their crew with them, and it's really fun to have not only meet the people that you really vibe with, but also I feel like this show lends to people knowing more about you that you might not necessarily give on your normal time with them. So that's what is really fun about having this interaction.
Well, we're going to give a shout out. We got Quest in here. We got Beijova, Brown Brother Fly, Buttons, Carmen for Coco, DJ Chemogram, DJ Great Dane, Brian Guinness. I got DJ 1G2, Hispanic 87, of course, my girl Caper, Mom for the win. You know, and if I miss anybody, I apologize.
Rolled in deep.
We'll get you on the next one, guys.
That's nice. Right.
Appreciate you guys showing up, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Round three. We ready,
Gio? Round three. Yeah. All right. We'll stay in New York. Actually, no, this is Philly. Philly and New York. Philly and New York. Whenever this song drops, you can probably even like, it's one of those songs that you can probably drop from the top, but we're gonna go Freeway and Jay-Z and Beanie Siegel.
Oh yeah,
BC. What We Do. This is probably my favorite Rockefeller song.
Yo, I saw Freeway perform this live at Bastion Barbecue. We still hustle till the
sun come such up. A good performer. 40 too. When the sun go
down. It's a like cold 3 years ago. 3 years ago. Up, and I better be a hotter summer rapper on your disco. Man, let me get a free cold, never slacking, man. Sipping in the black rain, passing in the red ghost, getting ghost from Pac-Man. One time, no, I got a knack to get that change. Leader of the black gang.
R.O.C., man.
No. BC in the third lane.
Hey!
Still praying, working on my nerves, man. Like, son, you gotta get your soul clean.
Yeah. I gotta let this verse play out, man.
Tears from my mother, pull out beds for our brothers. That's above us, make beds for the babies, tuck kids under covers, buy cribs for their mothers. Shit, I probably be wildin' with their father, tell us private, tell the Najma that I'm riding for a father. That's like my brother, like same mother, different father. Any problems, dog, no, I got it.
Yeah, probably Beanie Siegel's best, my most favorite verse actually on from this song. But anytime you play like a Rockefeller set, man, this was the biggest reaction. And whenever you play like a Rockefeller set, you know, this it crescendo. You know, I try to keep this set like this song like towards the end of my set, and then you know it gets like a lot of reaction during that time. It probably still does. I don't know. I've been out of the club game for a long time, so.
Well, you know, it's
how long has that been, Gio?
I think it's harder and harder to find an audience that you know, as the music gets further and further away from where we are now, you know, it's you could have some nights where that would still hit, and the people that respond to it would be so thankful that you hear it because it's not what they're normally getting to hear. And then I think it could on some nights could kind of fall by the wayside depending on the crowd you're at. Is it's just become, you know, how old's that record now? It's almost 20 years old, right?
That's from where's that song from? That's Freeway's. Is it from the Rock La Familia album is it just Freeway's album?
No, I think it was the La Familia situation.
Yeah. So that was 2002?
Yeah. It's an old record now, you know?
Yeah.
And definitely a club banger. Like, wasn't, you know, there's a lot of people that record probably slipped by that if you're younger, you know, if you're in the club now and you're 23, 24, you know, you might not really know that record.
It's from his first album, Shin Raka Said.
Okay. Great record.
Shin Raka, man. Thank you for the knowledge.
My man. My mellow, my man. Shin Raka, right, wonder when I bought my first turntable. Shouts to the homie. All right. We're going to go right in the middle of the decade for the 2000s for this one. And I want to bring everybody back for context. There was this long, long legendary run where everything was all about New York, right? And then the South started making some noise.
Yep.
And then this happened.
Yeah! For the first time, it's going down.
First time. Baby.
New 3-6 Mafia.
How many times?
Featuring A-Ball, NymphJG.
Triple Six, aka 3-6 Mafia, stay fly, baby.
Yes,
yeah.
Honestly, when you hear that record in context of the decade, it does seriously stand out. It's awesome. Like, it's very different.
You play that, and then talked about now you play
for the history books. But the like weight of the South and then the Midwest getting heard,
right.
it was a complete change from what we were used to, and it was like a breath of fresh air to have a completely different soundscape. Thank you. I will never get into politics. Thank you. I appreciate it.
3-6 had like so many bangers back then.
Yeah.
The one that man, I used to love playing back then, and think was his name
Oscar?
Was the name Ray Schmurder? Sample that song again. Is that like gosh, I forgot the name of the song, but he's like going side to side, you know. But that was big back then too. Another 3-6.
I got something in my list that's 3-6.
Yeah, I definitely had that in my list of possibilities. Sean, you and I seem almost every show we always have a lot of overlap.
We're almost like riding the same.
We're B-boys, yeah. Man. We're B-boys.
That's where it comes from.
It's the B-boys in us. But I had to take this one completely off of my hip-hop train because, again, like I was saying before, if I just really went narrow-minded, I would pick just nothing but hip-hop records because of what Club Banger means to me. But this one, I really enjoyed this one because it would, when you needed to cleanse the palate of the room but not lose the energy and maybe even ignite a whole different audience in the club to get excited or get people that have been like, I've been hearing this record a little bit and like to hear it on your TV, which is probably where most people heard it through a video, to hearing it on a big club sound system, I think gave it a whole different appreciation. Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Out. That was a fun one to play.
That was a big because you know during the 2000s we had the mashup era, and that's when you start like a lot of like
yeah,
you know, I started dabbling on like a lot of like, you know, that was a good mid-tempo type, you know, rock song. That
I think there was a bunch of like Busta verses over that beat.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of mashups like
creating club bangers. But that's why that record was so fun, is because if you could set it up right and play it at the right time, it would, and you could either play it to lead into something else or play it out of something and really get such a unique response to it.
I think that was also an ultimate guitar classic. Guitar
Hero. Yeah. Well, and also they, you know, that band and
guitar riffs. Yeah, that was like, a great riff.
It's crazy because it starts, the tempo is way different in the beginning with that crazy guitar.
Yeah.
And then they just all just slow down into that. So and if you listen to other Franz Ferdinand songs, they're really good at these really abrupt tempo changes. In their songs,
a lot of the songs that you would play with that, like during that, from what I remember, like my set, you know, I'd play like Paralyzer and like
Jet. Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Jet, yeah.
Buck Cherry.
I love that track so much.
Oh, I don't miss Cherry. The mashup era.
Crazy, crazy, crazy bitch.
Crazy B word.
Is that what you're about to play?
I'm not about to play that. Moving on. So. All right. Speaking of Diwali rhythm, yeah, so I went ahead and threw this one on. We were talking about those records that you can just throw on the one and kind of switch up the whole vibe if you need to. I truly believe this is one of those records. And yeah, it was like early 2000s, but this record was one of those records that definitely stood the test of time as far as even when I started going, I was playing full time 2009. So from then till now, I could still play this record. And I'm sure this dude's walking around right now. He's going on dates like, yeah. Do you remember No Letting Go? That was my song.
We're going to keep it hot and sexy for y'all ladies out there.
This is an H2O jam, dude.
Got somebody. She's a beauty. Very special.
Go ahead. Gio. Yo, that would have been tight, yo. If I could DJ and Gio was my hype
man. Oh, man, that's a dream come true.
Grab your ladies. Let's go.
Yo, you want to get the command? And that's just one of those records that kind of commands the whole room. If you deliver it properly. The idea is like, this is one of those records you can kind of just switch the vibe on. And you know you're playing for the ladies. You know? And at the end of the day, if you can't vibe in a room, people vibing out to this. Probably a 40-year-old version.
Okay, what? I missed that, dude.
I said you're probably a 40-year-old
version. That was awesome.
You know what's crazy about that song? That's a soca song.
Ooh, you mean the beat?
Soca crowds.
Yeah, it's a soca. It's not in any rhythms. No.
No. The name of the
going around.
Diwali rhythm?
Yeah, soca's.
No, that
awesome.
Was Diwali, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Diwali.
Wayne Wonder. Diwali, never mind. I'm thinking of Kevin Little.
Yeah,
boom, never mind.
Boom, yeah, no, but that's where you would play after it. You would go into soca.
Yeah, you go would... into like Kevin Little and then
Kevin Little turn me on
mid tempo soca set. You know.
Yeah.
I love soca.
Yeah, and that, you know, that still is a thing, a powerful tool in any DJ's arsenal that's trying to fill in 4 hours.
Dude, you're right.
Music. You got to go there.
Yeah, I got to get my
yes, bags. Shin, I'm with
Shin
you.
Shin Rocka, yes.
That Wayne Wonder got, man, he's got a few, especially those classic mid-90s. I'm with you there.
Shin Rocka, you showing off your heritage, fam.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Doc Blust.
Oh,
what you got?
Okay, this is another
Eric G.
What's that?
Peace out, Eric G.
Yeah, man.
Peace, thank you for being here.
I'm gonna be out there checking you in West Virginia next month, bro. Appreciate you, fam.
This one, I don't have too much to say about it. It just bumps. It's great.
Oh.
And it, you know, it's got a DC sample. It's got Chuck Brown.
R.I.P.
I was like, I'm leaving. Please believe in. Oh, me and the rest of my heathens checking out a lock at the top of the four seasons. Penthouse rooftop birds I'm feeding. No deceiving, nothing up my sleeve. No teasing. I need you to get up before the dance. Oh, everybody asking for, cause I feel like busting loose and I feel like touching you. And can't nobody stop the juice. So baby, tell me what's the use. I said it's getting hot in here. So take
it's
off.
Getting hot in her.
What is about to turn
it on? Oh, we got.
Or you
know
the
test.
Thanks for the follow, Flash 05.
Nice.
Flash 05, what's up, big homie? Big homie.
Feeling
by the way, speaking of like DC, Chuck Brown, Go-Go, big shout out to Glenn Close last night at the Oscars.
That's crazy. Yeah, man.
I know it's scripted and all, but man, the way she like delivered that line, it like really felt like it she really knew what Go-Go music is. And like, I mean, she shot out the whole DMV. Come on, man. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
On national TV, Go-Go, Sugar Bear, EU, Backyard Band, BYB, the whole entire DMV. Wow.
Yeah, people were getting really psyched for that.
You knew he knew that Questlove wrote that for her, probably, man.
I mean, I don't know. After watching Pete and Baz few weeks, I don't know what's real anymore, man. You got I don't know if you've seen these dudes, but they're like 70 years old trill rappers from the UK, and they're crazy.
Oh my God.
and their lyrics are like insane.
Oh yeah.
In the 32nd notes.
What was his names again?
Pete and Baz.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was sick.
Check those dudes out, guys.
All right, everybody. The poll is up in the chat for round number 3. Pick who had the best song pick in round number 3 out of the 9 at 9 DJ podcast crew. Make sure to vote in poll, and all you guys are doing that. Nightmare will show off her third pick.
Okay, so I also wanted to play something that was non-hip hop-ish, not R&B. And back in that time, now I got to tell you guys, when I read the email about what we were supposed to be working on, I take things so literally when you say club bangers. I'm thinking, okay, the clubs, bangers, clearly what's hot. And 2000, and I'm thinking, okay, I had to stick to the year 2000. So all my choices literally are in the 2000s. Like just 2000, you know, the year.
Like, 2000. No, oh, God, no. Gotcha.
Respect.
We are sorry. You didn't have to work that hard. You definitely didn't have to work that hard, but we appreciate it.
Yeah, so guys, this is non-hip hop, and this was huge where I was.
I mean, it's huge everywhere.
Bill, anthem, stadium anthem. Every football arena around the world.
This is powerful. It's just the power of synthesizers.
Sure, they are. That's true.
My goodness. The power of synthesized music. People don't realize this shit. You blow your socks off.
Yeah, we're not that close to it.
Where's the strobe light?
Strobe light.
Got it with Doc. Strobe light. Turn that strobe light on.
Okay, so funny nice. Thing is that, oh, like God. I said, 2000. Yeah. So I'm going, what? Okay, 2000, man. I got to go kind of remember was in 2000. And then there were still a lot of songs I could have chose from. But Sandstorm was, so remember how Y2K, we weren't all going to live and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness.
Like, that New Year's Eve, something was going to happen. And so I remember going to the clubs and thinking like, say bye to my family, say bye to my friends. And I was so lit. And I remember thinking, like, when this song was coming and that build, I'm like, this is it, guys.
This is the end of the world.
This, I'm going to say bye to y'all now. But, like, when this drops, that's it. Like, 2000's taking us.
Man.
MCTJ, man, what up?
Classic Y2K.
Awesome.
Big deal.
That was my favorite troll moment of my lifetime. Watching everybody go like, oh, we're fine. Wait a minute.
Another day.
Guys, I can still access.
Well, you know what's... Well, actually, you know, the
electric grid didn't go.
Well, right. This is the epitome of American stupidity, really, because
bars,
because there's a lot of people in the world, a good portion that don't recognize the year 2000 as anything. It's like they're already in like 4,377.
Right.
Shit.
Look at the Chinese calendar.
Like they're like, your 2000 is some Western culture shit. Like that means nothing to the rest of how the universe is spinning right now. You idiots.
Time is a construct. Time is a construct.
It got people to stock up like shit on all kinds of shit. And, that's for damn sure.
Yo, man, like when I used to work because I actually worked during that time programming some of that Y2K, removing and adding that little code.
And,
oh my God, dude.
So I was one of those people that was like, all right.
That's why you wanted to quit your job and only be a DJ. Because dude, you ready to kill yourself?
Just I was ready to kill myself. I was like, you know, I wish 2000 was real.
You're like the original Office Space.
I'm like trying to scramble. He's
the guy.
The
guy from Office Space that's like trying to kill the printer.
You're my stapler.
Damn, I was at least giving him a programmer. Dang, Sean, damn stapler man. I was giving him a programmer.
Hilarious.
He's gonna burn the building now.
Big shout out to corporate America.
Yeah, right.
Oh God,
corporate America.
Ladies all right, and
for, so on that show. On that last round, playlist. Once again, Doc won.
Doc is crushing it with this.
Doc is crushing it today.
Doc is on fire,
as
bro.
One got second, and then like Chris,
okay,
myself, and Sean, we got last place, and again, no votes for me again. So. I hate this chat today. I'm just kidding.
That's what happens when you miss your birthday party.
You miss your birthday party. That's what happens, right? Man.
No one wants to be your friend anymore.
Anyways. My turn. You know what? Forget you guys, man. We're going to go back to fight songs.
There you go. Go back to what makes you feel good.
So once again, if I want everybody to go crazy, get some participation, man. You play this. Crime Mob, look if you book.
Oh, God.
Put your fists in the air. Pound the fists in the air. Come on. We're going to mosh it up. Hey. Hey. Pound those fists in the air.
It's going down.
Yeah, we knocking and butt.
Ladies, let's go.
Yo,
where the ladies at?
You're getting it.
Come on.
We need Gio back at Ultimate.
DJ thinks he's at Zanzibar right now. In the 2000s.
When is Gio back in the club, man?
Nah. Nice.
And most of the time, the ladies are the ones that start the fight during this song.
See, what you got to do, though, is you got to play that one to get them all hyped and all aggressive. And then you got to make everybody friends. And you got to play Swag Surfing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's another man. Nah. I don't
know.
Anyways, yeah, Crime Mob, Nuck If You Buck. As my fourth pick. Hopefully everybody likes that song.
Round four.
I need votes.
All right, there we go.
Round number four, Sean.
Help you, sir. All right, round number four. Doc Bless set me up last time for this one. So,
yeah, what are you asking for? Because I feel like busting loose and I feel like touching you.
Hey, yo, Swiss, I don't think they're ready for this.
I thought you were going to play that hip hop song.
Yeah, let me take their ass back to the club, bro.
Buster is back.
Man,
the thing about this one specifically, the reason that I put this one specifically on the list is because this is one of the songs that to this day, there's people I know that don't really listen to hip hop like this, but they like joke about the inflection of his voice.
Buster,
that whole thing,
king of the banger.
King of the banger. I think we're getting the proof right here.
Another great thing about the club banger is especially when that song was out and I had a moment where it was the hottest song out at the time. And it's always interesting to see how DJs plan when you're going to play that or how you build up to the whatever is the biggest song of the night.
If you're going to play Touch It, man, you got to play that Mary version too.
The Mary verse.
Right.
That's a must. When that song came out, man, it was a must to play that Mary J remix.
Yep.
Turn it up!
Alrighty.
Alright, I'm going to stay with Gio in the South.
Oh, yes.
What you know about that? What you know about that? Hey, don't you know I got a kid?
the cheese at? Fresh out your chichi, tell the chick where the cheese at? What you know about that? What you know about that? Hey, what you know about that? Hey, I know all about,
Gosh.
Man, that song just sets off so hard.
Swag.
It's huge. Seriously, I'm so interested.
I honestly think that's his biggest like club banger of all time, man. I think.
It's one of those because you can drop it right from the beginning and it's so cinematic with the it beginning. With it hits in and it captivates.
I think
it
would pick
everything in its tracks.
I would pick that song or Rubber Band Man as like from what I remember, the biggest like T.I. You know, because like T.I. had pop songs. You know, he had like Rihanna on one, and then he had like a bunch that was like mid-tempo. Yeah. And then Bring Him Out, you know, that's considered a pop song now. But as far as like a real true hip-hop banger, I think it's that or, you know, Rubber Band Man.
I'm curious what makes it feel so cinematic. I'm glad you said that. Like, the musically speaking, what is it that makes it do that? Express that?
I'm curious.
It's what symphonies do. Okay. If you go to a proper, you know, orchestra, what are the things that gravitate? Horns and strings.
And the strings.
Yeah. And then that song has a really like a hip hop version of horns and strings layered in so well that it's like they sit on each other so defined, but if you really listen, you can pull them apart too at the same time.
Yeah.
And if they weren't there, it would feel empty, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah!
By the way, guys, whenever we do this, these music playlist show, we always save our playlists on our Discord. So I'm gonna post up the link on the Discord. Make sure to follow us on our Discord. You can see all of our past. We have a whole archive of like our past music playlist shows since late last year. So if you're new to the DJ game and want to learn more about certain songs from us old heads in this chat right now, make sure to join the Discord, check out our past music playlist shows, learn a little bit, learn something new. Hopefully we can help all you new DJs out there.
That's what we love doing. We love teaching and sharing the art of DJing, which is also of course the appreciation of music, sharing music and the knowledge is something that we love to do.
And if you really want to learn how to DJ, we are a DJ school, so make sure to visit beatrefinery.com. We have locations worldwide. Let's go, Art.
Discord, though, yeah.
Yeah, one up yourself.
Bunch of knowledge and links.
Okay, so for me, at one very short point in time, there was another French duo from France. There's a group from France that people talked about that wasn't Daft Punk. This was a little short-lived, but I never forgot about this group. The first song of Cross in general will kind of give you the whole gist of what they're about, just with one song, with Genesis. But this song, later on the album, it kind of told a whole story. It was like one of those, Chris, I just realized this. This is one of those, it's like 32, 64 bar a cappella before the beat drops. It's one of those songs that starts off with the acapella. I'm not going to start from the acapella, but she basically tells a story about going out for a night in the town.
Let's get this party started, right? Let's get drunk and freaky fly. You with me, so it's all right.
All about this.
Let's get this party started, right? Let's get drunk and freaky fly.
That 3-6 sample. Yo, these dudes, these tracks slap.
I'm calling all my ladies at the table. Throwing back a couple bottles and the tax on me. I do some giggles, then we start to get crazy. People dancing, smashing glasses, it starts to get not. Now we are.
Yeah, so nice. Go peek that song out if you haven't heard it, but if you remember it, go listen to it in your next car ride.
That's that hipster Yeah, that was hipster era, man. The blog house. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with being a hipster.
This is electro.
This is the late 2000s. So this was like 2007, 8, 9.
And Justice, they dented the industry again with, a sound that wasn't really being explored for a while. You know, they brought that hard, funky synth back.
Yeah.
Really gritty but funky at the same time, you know.
Dude, it was like it was everything. It's hard to explain.
Wait, who's playing that? Was that Nightmare?
Guess can do no wrong. What are you talking about?
I even heard that. I apologize.
It was just not true. I was just bobbing.
No, but like going back to that hipster blog house music back then, and I mean people. I guess know me, you know, like back then, like, you know, I was a hip hop DJ, but honestly, my favorite era and favorite music to play in the clubs really was like the blog house stuff, man.
Yes.
Those were so many good, because that's when I started like kind of touring. So I'd go out to LA and like, you know, Vegas, and, you know, I play a lot of that. And that was like my favorite. Sort of, if you can get the crowd, of course.
Yeah.
That listens to that and vibe to that. That's probably some of my favorite experiences. Starts playing like blog house and hipster.
But that type of crowd is a cool crowd.
Yeah.
So when you get it, it's magical.
It's magical, man. Like during that time, when DJ AM, like, you know, put it out in the forefront, and that was sort of like my favorite time of DJing.
Word up, yeah.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I think that's also because you could literally play tempos that were from 70 to 130, and you were really free. It was like one of the first times that, back to our original conversation, where it's like all the music was kind of mixed together. You had a little bit of hip hop, you had a little bit of the upbeat dance stuff, and so you were never like feeling, you know, you didn't have to figure out how to stretch out 3.5 hours of hip hop.
You know, but you know why I love that too? Because like at the same time, I know of Be More House.
Yep.
And I was able to incorporate that into, you know, when I used to travel. And it's like, you know, some of the Be More that a lot of people discovered during that time. You know, a lot of the good 90s, you know, Be More House in early 2000s. Man.
Yeah, because that was like the second big wave of Baltimore club in the mainstream. It was.
Definitely.
That is awesome.
All right, Doc Bless, what you got?
All right. Let's do this. So I think since the 2000s, we've been lacking a kind of sound, and I think we need to bring it back.
I'm bringing sexy back.
This was definitely Doc's middle school band.
Christine, will you dance with me?
Dirty babe, you see these shackles, baby, on this slave. I'll let you with me if I'm.
It was all grinding though, these little balls.
He was channeling his inner Mark Redman.
Oh, that's right. They're the newer generation.
Come here, girl. Go ahead, be gone with it.
Come to the back.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
VIP.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
This reminds me of the fly.
Go ahead, be gone with it.
Perfect love for this song.
And this was the Promiscuous Girl era too, right?
Yeah.
I think it was the same time.
Promiscuous Girl. All that up-tempo Timbaland stuff, man.
Yeah.
That was a great time.
By the way, guys. Doc Blust is one of the backup dancers in the JT stage show.
He was.
He was that tall when he was a wee lad.
They thought he was 17.
He's been that tall for a long time.
I've always been this tall.
All right. Good one.
Shout out. Yeah. There's
good one, awesome Adrian.
Techno remix of that.
I feel like Adrian's going to win this one too.
All right. Everybody in the chat, the poll is up for round number 4. Pick who had the best song in round number 4 out of the 99 DJ crew. I finally got a vote.
That was me.
Pandering paid off.
Oh, Art voted for you.
Flash voted for you.
Okay, so guys, the track, yo, the track that was supposed to be playing right now, Doc played like his the last round.
Oh, word, Doc poached off of our guest.
No, I didn't. Did I?
Bruh.
I'm pretty sure I had Hot in Here as one of my tracks, but it's okay.
I'm checking the spreadsheet.
Oh, he's going to the spreadsheet.
I see no such thing.
Wait,
I'm checking that.
No, I'm okay with it because now I can actually play something that's not in the 2000s.
Outside of 2000.
Because now you get to break down the year.
You can finally get out of 2000, the actual year.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious. Get out of Y2K.
One team, one fight. Let's do it.
She's free. You freed her.
I wanted to play something out of Y2K. I mean, out of the 2000s. But then it's funny because you guys heard the song I was playing with. And I thought it was funny. So that night, the Y2K, this song, I swear, was probably the song that was gonna, that dropped when the New Year's thing came.
Okay.
I think. I could be wrong because I was also heavily.
Working. We're heavily working.
Working.
This is the number one dance hit. For the 2000s, man.
One more time, I wanna celebrate.
Every, like, grandmas know this song. I know.
Oh, yeah.
One more time, I wanna celebrate.
Wedding banger, for sure.
Still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that wedding still?
One more time, I wanna celebrate. Oh, yeah. Alright, don't stop the dance.
See, looking at the chat, was ready.
One more time, I wanna celebrate. Oh, yeah. One more time, I've been feeling so free.
Drop them nightmare moments.
I remember when everybody made an edit of like one more time into like into Swedish Mafia.
Totally.
Oh man.
The name of the song is
Gosh, I hated the mashup era.
You know what? Actually, I have a question for you, Nightmare. From your perspective of the mashup era not being in the DJ booth as regularly, what was your impression of all the weird mashups that I'm sure you had to like suffer through every single time you were working?
So some of the DJs weren't good enough to do mashups at some of the clubs I've been at. I'll be honest. So we'll just say that if they were a guest DJ that was coming through, they weren't invited back. That was just the way that the owners were. I mean, you guys work with a lot of these club owners.
Yeah.
And when they start venturing outside of what they want to be played, they didn't get invites back type of thing, right? So I love them. I mean, because I love when people, I mean, if anybody's actually ever been in my stream, I play edits, bootlegs of all day. I love them. I also like to try to trick Twitch and the algorithms. I try to see how much I cannot get muted.
Right. Yes.
So
right.
I do play around with edits and playing around with just kind of dropping in like some kind of drum in the background and
yeah,
just because I want to see if they can't catch me, how much of my stream will be muted. I have two streams. There was no mute.
Nice.
2 hours of no mute.
That's impressive.
Yeah, so
it's a good game to play.
About two weeks ago, we did our one of our Monday shows. It was just called the Blend Show, did nothing but blends. All the different DJs that were on, we all just did nothing but live blends, and that whole show is up right now and not muted.
Still,
because it was only like a couple weeks ago. I think it's still it'll probably expire next week or whatever. But we had no mutes.
Go back and peep that.
No mutes.
Wow, sure.
So, yeah, to your point, you're absolutely right. The more creative you get, the more live things you're doing, the more remixes and odd things you're playing, the better chance you have of your set not being...
Dodging the hammer.
But I also do get a lot of complaints because people want to hear the original.
Ah.
Well, they can always go...
Every rose has a thorn.
There's other channels for people to listen to, so...
They can always go somewhere else and come back when they're ready for it.
All right, guys. Final round. Last round.
What was the poll that round?
Oh, The winner for that was you, Chris.
Oh, nice.
As one, and then everybody else, and I finally got a vote.
Yay, Gio. Yeah.
Hercules.
Each round.
But hopefully I can get another vote for this one for my final pick. This is the final round. Again, everybody in the chat, if you're new to the channel, make sure to hit that follow button. We're doing our top five, our personal top five 2000s club bangers, along with our special guest, DJ Nightmare. But for my final pick, we're going to go to New York. And this again is another song that you can play from the top, from the one, and it gets like everybody going. But here we go. Oop.
I wear a mean dark pair of shades.
Let's go, Jim Jones. You can't see my eyes. We fly high. And then you see the crowd. Do what?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Come on. One more time.
That's some G shit right there for sure. Yeah.
That's are you sure you're not right there? Bowling?
You get everybody bowling. Going. Everybody. That's like one of the best experiences in a big crowd, thousands of people, and everybody goes like that. Woo! Another one of those.
I gotta say, I did my first wedding for a lot of months not having any gigs in person, of course, and I completely forgot how great it feels to watch people do that kind of stuff, like just a whole tent full of people all at once doing the same thing. I'm like, man, it's been a long time. It's nice.
By the way, how was everybody's weekend? Did everybody work during the weekend?
Swag. So swag surfing, the thing that you do with that totally goes against CDC guidelines.
Oh, that's absolutely all limits right now. Yeah. We would be able to swag surf again in like 2 years.
Yeah, we won't be able to do that.
Yeah, push them the other way.
you got to go 6 feet. Both ways. 6 feet both ways.
Oh, you reach out to the CDC. How can we swag surf?
Who's got that connection?
All right. So, taking it away from the hip-hop styling, this is my last round pick for, I'd say, fairly obvious reasons. Young or old, everybody knows this one.
Easy no, we don't need figure down.
Because...
Easy no, no need
it is one
down.
Of the ultimate club bangers.
Easy no, no need
right
go
here.
Down.
Tell me you don't feel that. With a dip in your hip, let's do it. Featuring Natasha Calabria 2007. Right out of 2007.
Is it Calabria or Calabria?
It depends how American you are. That's how we say things.
Hey, you got that calamari? That calamari song?
Dog named Jalapeno and a Spanish-speaking wife. I should know this.
We're all Americans actually on the show. Sorry guys for those. Sorry to disappoint you guys. Yeah.
Thank you for tolerating our ignorance nightmare.
Our neighbor up above.
Also American.
Canada's in here represented. What are you talking
Canada's
about?
Canada's in the building, of course.
I like to think of Americans as anyone from North or South America, actually.
Oh. Well played.
Look at you.
You must be South American or something.
Nightmare, would you consider yourself American?
No.
North American?
That's a loaded question right now.
The whole world hates us, man. Come on.
She's a hell. In her head, she's saying hell to the nah.
Nobody will I get kicked off the show?
Outside of America, nobody wants to be American.
I'm going to get booted off the screen.
You're using a VPN to like get in on the stream right now.
Look at this. She's on a hillside in Canada. She's not near nobody. She's good.
Guys, look at my fake background.
I'm clearly in America.
I want to be there.
But Calabria was another one of those songs right that was like mashed up like to death, man. I mean, yeah. That's like,
man, it's so true.
There's so many like like mashups of that song, man.
There's that Love Is Gone one over it that I remember a lot of people playing. Oh. And then of course, you know, Pitbull had his version.
Yeah.
Pitbull was on everything.
Every up-tempo dance record.
That was the other thing that came out of the 2000s, the undeniable dominance of Pitbull on anything that left any space for an instrumental loop to be created.
Yeah.
Hey man, Flo Rida.
Yeah.
All right. That's my round five. Stylus Chris.
Yes. So this one for me, I'm glad that we got to this part of the show and no one played another song from this artist. So that's good. And it was really hard for me to choose which song, but to me, you could, if I go back and think about how I would play, I would mega mix a bunch of quick snippets from this artist, but you always ended with this.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
H to the Triangle, bro. Marty in the Triangle, bro.
I guess even back then you can call me CEO.
R-O-C-O.
Got the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supplier. Fly it in a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game.
Where my chain?
Not D-O-C, but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast.
So
that's what I'ma do. Take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels in the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect this. Shoot at you actors like movie directors.
And I know.
This ain't a movie, dog.
Is the song over or did my screen freeze?
The song's over. You're good.
Wow.
You are all the way hoved up.
I was committed to that one, bro. Thank you. Thank you for playing.
I honestly didn't want to touch any Hove.
Oh, man.
I had to have my top five because it's like, it's kind of like Hove is like the obvious, you know?
Okay. So in your mind,
I think. But if I had to pick a song for my top five, here's an honorable mention is Jay-Z's Neptune produced I Know. And that song I Know, I usually play it right after PSA.
I had to have that one more as an opener, but
no way, man, that is a banger. Like everybody goes crazy when that song is dropped.
Yeah, that's why I had to show Hov some love, and because of how many nights I've you know there was times in the club world where you know Jay-Z was your link through the whole night. Like like Jay-Z would keep you going. Like when you would lose energy, just play another Jay-Z song, you'll be good. You know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes by, just get another Jay-Z song. You're good.
When you play I'm Feeling It, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Big Pimpin' was big, too.
One of the bigger reactions I usually get, man.
Yeah. Oh, especially if you got a true, like, heads crowd in there.
Oh, yeah, man.
Shout out to Beethoven. That was the awesomest emote spam ever.
Girls.
emote spam.
I love it.
Word.
All right.
As one.
Word up. So I guess this is my last one. Shouts to rest in peace, rest in paradise, Shock G, DMX, and we also lost on the 17th, Black Rob, man. So I just wanted to add this record in here because man, again, for the streets and man, this record went pretty hard if you were just trying to play for the homies.
I had this bad chick uptown. She was messed up in the head, I mean.
Whoa.
Shit, diamonds and pearls, I mean.
Whoa.
Should have seen the ice shining on the wrist.
Whoa.
Now money ain't the problem. See, my dough is like.
Whoa.
Pull out my bankroll on y'all dudes like.
Whoa.
Fuck the blue chip, 2/10 like.
Whoa.
Money want to beat my blueprints, I'm like.
Whoa.
Had to hit the brake on y'all brothers like.
Whoa.
Brothers getting bagged on my block like. Come home within a half an hour, like,
right,
they had the manpower,
right?
Like, more or less.
More slow,
I rip your torso, I live the fast
life.
Doing the poor slow,
like whoa.
My people, like, dough, like, throw, nitro, my flow, nice clothes, like, whoa.
Wow!
Yeah.
Niggas, hit the stack and dough in DC, just whoa.
Hey, yes.
Hey guys, what's up? Yeah, nice. Yeah. So that's my
there, bro. DMV.
Yeah, shouts to the DMV. Shouts to Record. I used to shout out other cities. Yeah, man, I just wanted to show some light on that record because it was definitely a 2000s record. And like I said, we lost Black Rob on the 17th.
Black Rob was so underrated, and I personally think he's the one that saved Bad Boy.
Bad
during
Boy?
During that time.
Absolutely.
During that time. Because
we can talk about his deal all day long. You know, that's like a whole thing in itself.
Well, there's also this whole thing called the Bad Boy Curse, but like that's another subject. But like he's the one that he's the one that saved Bad Boy during that time, and you know it brought in like I think that whole era brought in like G Dep and like and Loon and Shine, you know. But man, so sad, man. I got all these guys, man, died in 2 weeks within 2 weeks time. That's crazy.
Shouts to Lyrics to Rhythm.
Hey, Lyrics.
Yeah,
Doc Bluss, what you got, Doc Bluss?
Thanks for the rain, Lyrics.
Thank you, Lyrics.
Here we go.
All right. This was a classic for me and my
classico?
Bud. Yes, un clásico.
Un clásico.
Mwah. Oh, wait.
Let me try that again. Whoa, is that the Alan Heap, bro? Did you get that zone mixer you were talking about?
I did.
Yo.
Ooh, no wonder.
Shut up.
So crispy, bro.
Dude, it's very exciting and like I 1 year's worth of savings.
All right, we'll come back to that later.
Yes. Shout out to
all right, Doc Buzz, your final pick.
I really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man want to speak Spanish. Como se llama?
That was perfect.
Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the parts of my body. I'm all tonight, you know my heart's still right. I'm starting to feel it's fine. The attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving. And it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can let it go. The way you move your body. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it. So you can keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like
That's what I was waiting for. That filter, yeah. That zone filter.
Dude, it's amazing.
I love that mixer so much.
Waka waka.
That song definitely knocked. It definitely had it was a song that was it would save you as a DJ when you needed to
play a pop record.
Needed to play a pop record that wasn't gonna, you know, make people be like, oh man, come on.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think if we had to put that one in the category, that would be one of those international hits. You know, there's certain records that.
Yeah. I mean, that record,
you know, Katy Perry, like Fireworks, stuff like that.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Firework was like the biggest song in the world, bro. Like, for a bit.
No, I'm talking about like if you're trying to like during that whole deep in that 2000s where a lot of people are just like playing hip hop and reggae, and you wanted a good transition record from like, you know, you play that pop record too so you can transition to reggaeton or maybe reggae. You know, it's like one of those good transitions.
It was a perfect feeler.
It's at 100 BPM.
Plus, you guys know that Gio has a big crush on Katy Perry. He does not like other people talking. Don't say her name.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Do you remember when Pepsi had that big marketing campaign and they had Britney Spears, Beyonce, and Shakira? And it was like so weird because if you kind of mush Beyonce and Spears face together, you get Shakira.
Oh wow!
I don't remember this, but I'm gonna be looking up YouTube commercials after I put this.
It was like a Super Bowl ad. It was like a Super Bowl big ad campaign, and they were like the three before Beyonce really blew up and crazy.
All right, no more Katy Perry, please. I need to listen to that tonight. Anyways, all right. So we have the poll ready up on the chat. Everybody vote for the final song pick from the 9 at 9 DJ podcast crew. So make sure you vote who had the best pick in that final round. And as you're voting, we got Nightmare's final pick.
Let's go, Nightmare.
And I got to apologize to Doc because you're right. You did not play.
You had a Nelly song, though. You had a Nelly
It was a Nelly song. See, but now I'm torn because I got two songs up here.
Now you know what we go through all the
I'm
time.
Like, shit.
Okay. She did it extra hard mode.
Okay. So, but I'm going to go with what I love the most. I love R&B, guys. So I'm going to play this next track. That's a goodie.
Good choice. Yeah. It's a remarkable
remix.
Yes.
J.D., y'all. Run DMC to the beach, y'all.
I love the toms. Toms are always just like the 80s guys.
Y'all know my name. Come on.
See, first of all, yes. I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this.
What?
But I'ma be real and say what's on my heart.
Yeah.
Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start? Yeah. When I think about all the years we put in this relationship.
Yeah.
Who knew we'd make it this far? Then I think about where would I be if we were to just fall apart? I can't stand the thought of leaving you.
Put some love in the chat for Nightmare on the pick.
So yeah, that song, I honestly, I ain't married, but man, if there's a dude out there that wants to ask me, that's the song.
You're going to meet her at the
altar.
That's
the way to do it.
Hey, anybody in the chat.
Oh my the God. Love is in the chat for real.
This Nightmare, is not only a music playlist show. This is a
love connection.
I turned my whispers off for a reason.
I am sure.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being what girls go through on social media in general. And I have a 13-year-old daughter, and that's why she's not on social media.
You know, I actually have had this conversation so many times on my stream because people will be like, yo, I was trying to hit you up, but like, you've got your whispers turned off. There's been some there's like next level stalkerish type things. Ooh. So I've had a couple of my really, really good friends say, that was, you know, keep Nightmare on 2 until you figure out what you want as your DJ name. Because at the beginning, I actually put my real name up there, like my real first name. And so then this stuff started happening and I actually ended up like not streaming for a couple weeks because it got kind of crazy and people were like dropping whispers that were just a tad a bit inappropriate. And then they would drop stuff inside the chat while I'm streaming and it's really distracting when I'm still learning and so trying to focus. I mean, you guys have streamed, you're trying to look at the chat, you're trying to figure out what's going on, you know, when you're mixing and then somebody drops some kind of bomb on you in a stream and it's like blows me out of the water. Okay, I'm turning this off.
Yeah. It just really dawned on me something as you're saying this, especially for younger DJs that haven't been DJing in the clubs a long time, there's no better simulation right now for you as a bedroom DJ than being a streamer. It's going to give you your best chance to understand, you know, you're still not going to have like the same impact as a live setting, but it's a great way for young DJs and veteran DJs to just get better at your craft through streaming. And certainly unfortunate for you that that's the kind of scenario that you're going through in a chat, but it's like some of those same, maybe not as abrupt, but some of those same kind of things will play out in real life in clubs or drunk people are coming up and being belligerent or someone's completely trying to get in your head while you're working. And so it's, you know, for you and in a lot of ways, it's like you can
try to flip that on them and be like, thank you for, you know, putting some war wounds together for me as I hit the streets when life starts again.
You know, bartending, we get a lot. I mean, because you got to deal with the drunks. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's funny because I've dealt with it. But you're prepared. Going into bartending and getting behind the bar, totally prepared for that. But when I started streaming, I guess I didn't anticipate people being mean. At the beginning, some people were mean. So when I first started streaming, I was still in my wheelchair. So I had a guy make a comment about real DJs don't sit.
This is
one of the comments that was made. I didn't know what to say at first because, yes, I'm hiding the wheelchair because I don't want people to see it. But at the same time, I'm like, I wanted to throw it in his face. Like, F you. You know, you're going to take a stab at me not knowing what's going on. Why am I sitting? Buddy, I can't stand right now. So, like, but instead, the reaction I had was I went quiet. I completely just put my mind to whatever music was playing. The stream ended, and then I go off going like, that was mean. I'm 40 some odd years old. Really, I shouldn't be thinking like a child, but. Sure. You know, we still got feelings.
Absolutely.
You're still human. Exactly. You're
maturing out of that, in my opinion. Yeah. I think that we will always have like.
But I had a few of my closest friends after talking to them and pretty much said, you know, like, this is an industry you kind of have to grow a backbone to. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. There's just going to be a lot of things that you face in the real world. And as time has gone on, I've been taking whatever's being said and it fuels me. I can be pretty sarcastic myself. So if you've ever been in my stream, I will have a comeback. Some people aren't prepared for it. Some people know what's going to come out of my mouth. Because you know what? If you're going to say something like that to me, I'm going to say something right back to you. And then you could just leave.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't understand the point of saying negative things, especially the way the world is going right now. Everybody's sitting and trying to survive. And if we could all just like... be happy and get along while we're all locked up. What was the point of being rude? I got a great mod squad now. I didn't have mods before just because I wasn't busy enough. You know, there's no point of having a mod if I only have two or three people in there. But now I got like my family supporting me. So nice. I got my mod squad. They're all in this right here. And actually, I got to tell you guys a really funny story about something that you said.
Do it.
Bedroom DJ. I did not know what the term meant, okay? I actually thought it was a guy that was kind of sweet-talking a girl in the bedroom. So he would be like making a mixtape. So DJ Chemogram, he's actually in the stream. He was a bedroom DJ. And I was like, ooh, you know, ooh, like fancy. Ooh,
sexy.
You know?
You make me a mixtape?
And then I learned what bedroom DJ meant, legit.
That's
so
awesome.
The things
that's
I learned.
That's so funny.
That's hilarious.
I told you, I take things too literally. Like,
I'm glad you got put on game.
As much stress as you put on yourself to narrow it to 1 year out of 10, you did a very, very good job of bringing really dope selection for your top five.
It was really fun. Yes, yes. I really had a blast. I was nervous, but now I'm like... keep going. Let's go.
We got to have you back. That's what we have.
Yeah, we definitely got to have you do a set.
And you know, what would be awesome is like, why don't you email us when you're free and be like, hey, this is the top five I want to do. You pick the category. Bring the category to us. Hey,
yeah.
You guys like hip hop. What if we go out of that genre?
Yeah.
Trust me.
Absolutely.
Our past like music playlist shows, we tackled a lot of different genres. So it's not just like, you know, when we think about club bangers, like, I mean, for me and like Chris, it's kind of like a lot of it's like very hip hop based, but you know, that's what happened during the 2000s. It was like a lot of, you know, it was hip hop's turn to be the main floor music, you know, in the clubs during that time.
Yes. But and we can absolutely do it again with Nightmare included.
Of course. Any genre, any decade, any year, or a particular year.
Yeah, you can do whatever. Yeah. You can make the.
We can
you
go
can
back
make
to the
all 2000. The
2000.
Chemogram says sexy time songs.
Stop putting her on the
bedroom
spot.
We'll bedroom DJ songs. Your we'll top five bedroom DJ songs.
Yeah, that's such a
one
good
subject. Ladies and gentlemen, Nightmare.
By the way,
give
guys,
it up, give it up.
Thank you. Thank you to my fan that's been here. So tonight, the winner of tonight out of the whole 9 and 9.
Y'all are like
last place. I'll let you guys know it's me.
Evie Bailey.
Last place was me. Give it up
for participation.
What's you on there?
Oh wait, who won that last turn? Who won that last turn?
And then there's like a 3-way tie for second.
Oh.
But the guy that won it is as one.
Hey.
Jay as one.
Yeah. Waiting all night for that one.
Once again, guys, thank you again for tuning in with our music playlist show. We usually have an archive of our past music playlist shows that we've done in the past. So I posted up the Discord. Make sure to follow that Discord link in the chat.
I'd love to see
follow
you
us. Check out the music playlist shows. All of our archives. We have a bunch of like really really good playlists that you can that can help you guys create your playlist if you're having a hard time.
True.
Again, we'll be back here Friday for Hall Pass Fridays, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. I'm back. I've been on hiatus for 2 weeks, so I'm back for that.
Special guest Luciano Sola.
Luciano Sola is gonna be the guest for this Friday. Next Monday, we are back with another episode of the 9 at 9. We're gonna tackle wedding DJs. We got a couple guests that's already locked up. We have Jason Janai. We got DJ Rachel. We also have Michael Mahler from Vibo.
Yay!
He'll be joining us.
So cool, man.
And then we have one more guest that we're still working on. Gonna talk about, you know, wedding season is now, so we're gonna talk about wedding DJs next Monday on the 9 at 9.
Real quick, Nightmare, what days can people catch you streaming?
Moody Mondays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard, and we got Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner Mix Show on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yay, yay.
Nice.
Yo. And I will be on the private stock stream tomorrow at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Nice. So if y'all want to hear some nerdy music and some nerd stories, I'll be on there.
You know, since we're on a you know, like promo tip right now, on Wednesday I'll be on DJ Mordecai's Wind Up Wednesdays playing reggae for a whole hour. So
nice.
Wednesday. Sean and I have like it was all the stream Thursdays.
I'm gonna go put all these songs in the Discord. Bye, yay.
And maybe we should ask Nightmare who she wants to raid.
Yeah, who do we want to raid?
Yeah, you got someone we should raid?
Well, I want to raid family then if we can. So give me a second. We are going to raid into Moody Monday family.
Sound effect.
Thanks.
Here we go. So Moody Monday family. Easy LD.
Easy LD. Yes.
Easy LD. EAZYELDEE, right?
Yes, yes.
All right, so everybody in the chat, we're going to raid. We're going to pay forward and raid EZLD. So make sure to let them know that you're coming from the Beat Finally channel. Let them know that you're part of Nightmare's fam. So post up those Nightmare emotes. Post up the Beat Refinery emotes if you have them. Post up everybody's emotes. Let them know that you're coming from the Beat Refinery along with DJ Nightmare. As always, we'll see you guys
this Friday.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the squad and all the Nightmare chat fam. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you guys.